This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I recently found out that you can see a personal dietitian covered by insurance. There's this platform called Nourish that will match you with a dietitian based on whatever your concerns are, whether that's weight loss, eating disorders, autoimmune conditions, or something else. They're actually a network with major insurance providers, so most patients pay $0 out of pocket. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, San Diego, welcome to it. Finally, a Friday. Kicking off another great sports weekend. Gwen and Chris, San Diego's number one sports talk station. 97.3 The Fan. Chris Ello, Tony Gwynn Jr. finishing up his vacation today. He'll be back with us next week. And Matt Scraby, the man who on his very popular weeknight radio show, the Scraby Chronicles.
Yes.
I mean, let's be honest. I think everybody wants to wrap up their day by hearing your daily gripe.
Oh.
So guess what? I'm starting our day with a daily gripe.
Oh, wait, hold on. I got to play the open then.
Oh, is there an open
for it? There's definitely open. It says my name in it, but we're just going to assume it's Chris for now.
Yeah, give it to me. Let me have a little.
What's annoying Scraby today? Let's find out. It's time for the daily gripe.
All right, here we go. If your transaction is going to take longer than 90 seconds, do not get in front of me in line at 7-Eleven. I have beyond had it with Yoho. I'm buying Mr. Yoho.
Yoho?
Mr. Yoho or Yoo or Yahoo.
Yahoo.
Whatever he is.
Yoho.
He's buying lottery tickets for the entire city of San Diego.
Even start.
Please get out of my line. I've already spoken in the past about people who do their Christmas shopping at 7-Eleven.
I don't know that anyone does that, but
I know. But you know what I mean? Somebody that walk. Look, if you're going to 7-Eleven, this is a 90-second or less transaction.
Yes.
And that's really maximum. It should be less than that. But when you are, well, let me see. I think I'll take the number 17. And 12.
I know, Chris.
This guy bought like 712 lottery tickets, and before he bought them, he had to cash in the $8 that he won last week.
This is right up my alley.
Stop it! Go elsewhere.
I've had a daily gripe about this.
I'm sure you have. 7-Eleven is for quick transactions. And I don't even mind, because ours, the one that's near us, and you know this one, because you go there sometimes too.
All the time.
Sometimes they have a pretty long line. Evidently, this is a popular 7-Eleven location.
Yes, it is.
I don't mind the long line. People got to get their stuff. I get it. But 90 seconds is your maximum, and it should be less than that. And don't be waiting for them to tell you how much it costs, and then open your purse, and then start rooting around through your change to try to get the exact amount.
Did you listen to my daily gripe last night?
I don't have time for this, people. You talk about things that harden arteries. I don't get upset at the real stuff that most people do. But when I'm standing in line behind the guy with the lottery tickets, arteries are hardening.
It's great. Did you listen to my daily grab last night?
I knew. Was this your exact one last
night?
No,
it wasn't the lottery ticket.
I'm sure you've had a similar complaint because you and I are similar on stuff like this.
My last night one was when I'm behind people in line that aren't ready to pay when they get up to the front.
I mean,
I did the whole thing too. Like, oh, let me grab my wallet. Oh no, I can't find my card. What are you doing?
What are you doing?
We know you have to pay.
What are you doing before? There's a comic out there, and he's long since passed away. He's a very funny comedian, and his stuff pops up on my
what's his name
Facebook feed. He's a heavyset guy.
Oh, you've told me about him.
Yes, he's really funny, and his name is escaping me right now. But he does a whole bit on the people that go to Kentucky Fried Chicken and can't decide what they want to order. And as he says, they have chicken. Like, that's it. They have chicken.
Well,
what are you even thinking about?
Yeah, it's true.
And
it's
his bottom line to that is, get out of line. Get out of my line. That's kind of how I feel when I'm waiting for these people. And they just don't know anyone's behind them either, right?
No, they don't care.
They could care less that anyone's behind them. So
the person that bothers me even more is I'd rather them not care that I'm behind them. When they turn, they say, oh, I'm so sorry. Like, no, you're not sorry because you're actually taking up all the time right now. So, yeah, my gripe was because the other day I was in Vons behind someone. And first off, they had way too many items for the fast lane. And secondly, they just stood there and didn't even pull out their wallet until they were like, oh, how are you going to pay? And then it took them a full minute to get their card out.
The ladies that go through the change because they've got to pay 68 cents exactly.
John Panette?
Yes, that's it.
Okay.
John Panette. And he is very funny.
That's from Jesse.
Thanks, Jesse. And I just looked him up myself. John Panette is very funny. He passed away about 10 years ago at the age of 50.
Wow.
But his... Well, unfortunately, he wasn't very healthy looking. But he was hilarious. And if you've never seen John Panette, I recommend you check out a little of that. P-I-N-E. TTE. He does really funny stuff. But that aside, that's kind of how my afternoon started. This after a fairly difficult evening last night on the basketball court.
Oh no.
And
reffing?
Yeah, I was reffing last night. And first of all, I love all you high school kids out there. I love all the parents who come to support you. I hate senior night.
Oh.
It takes about 45 minutes for every kid to be introduced, give a speech, get flowers from their mom.
But that's what they're
wave to the crowd.
One time a year.
I know. But we don't have, as referees, we don't get one senior night. We get like five of them. So anyway, last night was senior night at the game I was at, so we didn't start for 45 minutes late. So I was already in a bit of a mood.
That is annoying.
It's all right. No, honestly, I'm being a little harsh on that because I do get it. It's senior night. It's a big deal. But the game gets underway last night, and I've had a little soreness in my groin. Just a little, nothing too bad, at least until the game started last night. And the first time I turned to run down the court, I was like, uh-oh.
What?
I am in big
trouble. You pulled
Jimmy
Butler?
I almost couldn't. What do you mean?
You soiled yourself?
No.
You
Where
said,
are you
uh-oh.
Coming up with that? Uh-oh, because the groin locked up.
Oh.
The groin.
Oh, okay.
The muscle. The muscle, Scraby. God, your mind is really trashy.
Well, it happened yesterday.
Your mind is trashy.
When you say, uh-oh, I'm not thinking groin. I'm thinking stomach issue.
I let off the story by saying my groin has been sore. You should have picked that up.
I missed that.
Anyway, I thought, I am not going to make it through this game. But somehow it loosened up finally. But I have another game tonight, and I'm sure it's another senior night because this is the last night of the high school regular season. So I'll have to sit through a senior night, and then I'll have to try to run, and I hope the groin responds. And I've been stretching it like crazy, but and somebody out there who knows this stuff better than I do, it's deeper in there than my stretch is getting to.
Well, some people
does that make any sense?
Yes, my dad tore his Achilles way back when, and he said it was really tight, and he kept stretching it, and they said that was bad because it helped tear.
Well, when you tear your Achilles, you can't even walk.
No,
so he didn't tear his Achilles.
No, he had been slowly tearing it by stretching more.
All right,
it wasn't like it just happened, but. Sometimes stretching is a bad thing. I think you need to go to the doctor.
I'm not going to any doctor.
I knew it.
I'm going to just...
I knew it.
I'm going to play through.
Chris
play
is
right through.
Chris is right there in that generation that you could have your leg blown off and you're going to work.
If I got a game, yeah, I got to do the game.
You're going to go ref and get a little cart with your leg bleeding all over the floor.
Let me tell you something. These parents that are going to be sitting there for senior night tonight, they don't know it, but they need me. Because there's no game without us.
That is true.
There is no game without us. All right. So anyway, I'll probably be stretching throughout the show today, but I don't. It's weird. I'm doing all of these stretches that I know for the groin area, and I'm not touching the actual injury.
I can confirm.
So this is concerning me a little because when I start to run tonight, it's going to hurt again, and I don't have a choice.
I saw Chris do some stretching earlier, and I was impressed. By the flexibility.
I have pretty good flexibility, but I can't quite get to this. Anyway, that's my life
right
now.
The groin's a bad area.
It's a tough area.
Yeah, that's not good.
Davis Thompson is on the lead at the Genesis, another guy that I don't know a whole lot about. He's 7 under par, but the two guys right behind him we know a little about, Scrabe.
Yes.
Scottie Scheffler and Rory McIlroy.
Rory's playing some good golf right now.
Rory's -5 today alone.
Oh, I didn't see that part.
Yeah. It's Thompson's at -7, Scheffler and McIlroy -5. So there's a two-shot thing, but those two guys are chasing. McIlroy's 5 under through 10 holes today.
Wow.
Can you imagine just doing that for one moment in your life?
No. The most
10 holes and you're 5 under.
No.
He had to be so disappointed at those 5 pars.
Yeah, right?
It really breaks
his heart. The only time I've ever been under par, like the most holes, probably like 5. I've had a birdie and then I parred 4, and that was the best I've ever done.
Yeah. I mean, that's an exciting time. But 5 out of 10, pretty good for McIlroy today. We'll keep you up to date on the Genesis. Obviously, the weather's cleared up a little bit. The scores are quite a bit better today as you look up and down the line. And you really should. This weekend is not, I started by saying this is a great sports weekend. It's really not. This is the first sports weekend since August that there's no football, right? I mean, except, well, I guess the week before the Super Bowl. But you know what I mean?
Yes.
Football is now completely done. Baseball has not yet completely started.
Mm-hmm.
So this weekend is kind of in the middle. Sorry, NBA All-Star game, but you're not interesting me very much.
Even with the new format?
No, what do I care?
You said you liked the new format.
I like trying to do something. What I wanted to do is go back to East versus West, straight up, play it out, and actually give an effort. I think this is
Well, that's never going to happen.
And this, you know, this is kind of a different version of that. It doesn't do a lot for me. I'm not going to watch the NBA All-Star game. So this weekend would be a great weekend to go out to Torrey Pines and catch some amazing golf. And when you've got Scheffler and McIlroy right there on the lead or close to it, that's a hell of a weekend for golf fans.
I'm looking this is one of the best fields of the year. I'm looking through. You got Matt Fitzpatrick, U.S. Open winner there. Adam Scott is in the top 12.
Wyndham Clark
won a U.S. Open. Tommy Fleetwood always up there.
No, there's a good
Hey, J.J. Spahn, San Diego State guy. He actually shot 76 yesterday, but he's 3 under today. So that's
boy,
a good,
JJ.
Good turnaround.
That a boy, JJ.
Yeah.
Now, you got some big names out there at the Genesis, so go catch a little golf. I think it'd be a good way to spend your Saturday or Sunday.
It tells me how good these guys are, because yesterday it was raining, it was cold, it was damp. Some of these guys got around the course in like 1 or 2, 3 under par. Today, they're just scoring, which tells you how good they are and how much the conditions affected them yesterday.
No question about it. Something I just said no more than 2 minutes ago. All right, we are underway.
Really?
Yeah, I wish you'd listen to the show.
I was listening.
You are part of the show. You should hear some
of it. I really thought I was listening.
Gwynn and Chris is underway for a Friday. The latest from Padres spring training. Both Connor Joe and Jason Hayward have spoken upon their arrival. Newcomers, we'll hear from them when we return.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV Plus.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, we welcome you back. Groin is still a bit tight. And I have a feeling it's not going to change, so I'll stop updating.
Please.
2:19 is the time. Chris Ello, Matt Scraby, Gwynn and Chris, 97.3 The Fan. Tony Gwynn Jr., from what I understand, he's off today, but he's probably in line somewhere at 7-Eleven buying lottery tickets.
Are you kidding me? Tony would never go into
7-Eleven. He would never do that.
Remember
don't say
when
he'd never
saw
go
him?
To, don't say he'd never go into 7-Eleven. I ran into him a couple of weeks ago. What?
Tony's the guy who orders delivery from 7-Eleven.
Yeah, he doesn't go into a 7-Eleven. All right, while we were away, Scotty Scheffler eagled his 15th hole today,
yes,
which is number 6.
Yeah.
Chipped in from the sand. Hold out from the bunker, is that a better way to describe
it? Hold out from the bunker, yes.
Yeah. So he has gone from 5-under to 7-under just like that, and he's now tied for the lead.
No, he's not. Davis Thompson just birdied, and now he's 8-under.
Oh,
three birdies
Davis
in
Thompson,
a row.
Keeping the heat on. All right, good one going at the
tournament.
Good one going at the Genesis. Of course, Padres, spring training, day 2 or 3? Three.
3.
Yeah, day, well, 2 was the pitcher's catcher's report. Position players have not had to report yet.
But they are reporting.
But some of them are, including two of the new guys, Connor Joe, Jason Hayward, both showing up in Peoria today. Little did they know that by showing up to Padres spring training camp,
They're going to be immediately attacked by one Sam Levitt.
Oh, yeah. He was circling.
He was circling, and he saw Connor Joe, and that was, I don't know if it was bad news for Connor Joe, but he was going to be occupied for a time.
Yes.
Sammy was not going to let him get away.
No.
But Sam asked him about, look, Connor Joe's Poway, San Diego, USD.
Is he a Poway High guy?
Yes. He's Poway High. He's USD. He's so totally local. And it was really interesting to hear him talk about how much he loved the Padres growing up. This is a great answer.
Yeah, I grew up in Poway. And as you know, a lot of Padres live in Poway. I grew up knowing that, you know, Tony Gwynn lived down the street from me. Bruce Bochy lived down the street. As I was playing Little League, I got to cross paths and rub shoulders with guys like Phil Nevin, Jose Vizcaino, David Justice. So, like, Padres were around my community, and I got to see them and, like, realize, like, this is possible. So that's really cool. I remember the 98 World Series, like, watching that team and falling in love with those guys. And then as I got older, watching the teams play at Petco. But, like, little things like my dad bidding at auctions to get a behind-the-scenes tour with Bruce Bochy at Qualcomm Stadium, where he, like, flipped me in the batting cage and got to go in the dugout. So stuff like that. And we did that at Petco, too. So, I mean, I'm just growing up watching the Padres and wanting to see them win.
I always wanted to know who wins those auction items at those events.
Connor Joe's parents, apparently.
Apparently, Mr. Joe yes. is the winner of those. I've bid on a few things, but I've never...
Well,
I throw my name on there, but I've never won one.
Just to pump up the bid?
Pump up the bid a little bit. Yeah, I've never won. I've never had at the end, they go, Chris Ello, you won that.
I've told you the story where I pumped
up
the bid.
Did you do it one time and then you got it?
And then a group of us got a trip to Hawaii that we did not want.
Yeah.
But we were told by our boss at the time, please pump up this thing and then we win it.
You won it, yeah. No, but Connor Joe's dad, well, Connor Joe's dad obviously wasn't there.
Do you think, do you think that, like, I know you're not going to pay a guy extra money because he's a fan of the Padres or his childhood team, but how much do you think that helps Connor Joe motivate himself for this year?
I think he's going to like it. I mean, sure, he should. I think he's not going to... I don't think it's going to be anything a whole lot different, man. The guy played, you know, for the Rockies, the Giants, the Pirates. He's going to play the same, and, you know, I mean, he's got to just focus on his job. The fact that he's a Padre is cool,
yeah,
obviously.
Yeah.
But even he said that when he went into free agency, the Padres was not the team he was focused on. He was focused on finding the best deal and the best situation, and it just so happened that it was the Padres. That's what he said. So I'm going to take him at his word.
Me too.
But, you know, as I said before, Connor Joe against left-handed pitching is a solid bat. He's going to hit against lefties probably 270, 280. Probably give you 10, 11 home runs from that side of the plate. Now, his overall average won't be that high because he'll also get some at-bats against right-hander, and he's not as good against righties. But he can play first base, which gives a rise, at least some rest. This is a good pickup, and I like it all the way.
Me too.
Attention to the next guy we're going to hear from.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have as much faith in you.
Oh, I hate putting it that way. But...
We don't. But Jason Hayward is going to have to show us.
Yeah.
And I hope he does. I hope he shuts us all up, and I hope the people write in 2 months and say, Chris, remember when you said Jason Hayward? Nah, nah, nah. And I guarantee you'll remember I said this.
But you wouldn't, they don't remember anything else.
They never remember when you're right.
Yeah.
So I hope that, you know, I hope I'm wrong. And I hope that you're calling in and, you know, texting me and everything. But Jason Hayward, career, you know, could use a reboot. And hopefully this is where he gets it. With the San Diego Padres, he was asked why this was the right opportunity for him.
Things just lined up. You know, it took the whole offseason almost, but it's nice to find a spot, good baseball people, experience in the postseason, the team looking to get to the postseason every year and do their best to keep pushing forward.
What do you make of this organization and kind of the way you'll fit and kind of like in terms of that, in terms of pushing it further into the postseason?
Just bring what I bring. Be myself in the clubhouse, be myself on and off the field.
go play wherever I'm needed in the outfield, and you know, do what I can to help others around me get better, and you know, let some of them rub off on me as well. You got a lot of guys that have hit in big spots in their careers, and you know, had a lot of fun playing, of course, regular season baseball, and I think right now the funnest division to pay attention to as a fan, and you know, let's see what we can do to take that into the postseason.
How was your experience in left field last year?
It was fun. It was fun. No, ironically, initially in L.A., when I started getting reps out there, I'm like, this looks way different, which it still does. But no, as I got into Houston, it just started to feel more natural.
Jason Heyward, throughout his career, has played mostly right field, which is why Dennis Lynn asked him that question. As a matter of fact, if you look at Jason Heyward's entire career, he did not play left field at all until last year. So he's always been right field, some center field. But left field last year with the Astros. Not with the Dodgers. With the Astros.
Interesting.
So, yeah, he hasn't had a lot of time. Well, I take it back. He played a little left field for the Dodgers in 2023.
Okay.
So you're talking about a guy that has a 15-year career and a very small part of two seasons he's been in left field. Now, major league players can make the adjustment. But, as he was just alluding to, it's a different look. There's no question. You've been standing in right field your whole career. Every time a right-handed batter comes up, you have an open look into their batting stance. Now, when a right-handed hitter...
Interesting. Never thought about it like
that. Yeah, oh yeah. When you have a right-handed hitter come up now, you don't see the ball till it's actually coming out.
You're looking at their back.
You're looking at their back. And the opposite for left-handers, but I'm just saying there's, you know, it's a difference. There's no, you know, it's a difference. So, anyway, look, Jason Heyward is a pro's pro, and I'm not saying that he's not. He's got five gold gloves. I think he'll be able to handle that switch. He's had some fantastic years as a major leaguer.
I mean, his job, basically.
The reason I'm concerned about it is he hasn't really had one of those years recently.
Yes, but what his job is, basically, is to play good defense. I mean, they're not bringing him in for his bat.
Well, yeah, you have to have some bat.
You do.
Sorry, your left field.
But your priority, I guess, would be defense.
Left field has to provide bat. You just do it in this world of Major League Baseball. You can't have a left fielder
who's
not, and he's not had more than 40 RBIs since 2019. So, you know, that's 6 years. That's my concern. It's my concern. But I think they're going to hopefully get stuff out of Jason Heyward enough to make that work. All right. There's those guys. By the way, you heard a little snippet from our guest. In that last clip, Mr. A.J. Cassavell. He's down there at Spring Training. I wonder what he thinks about Jason Heyward. It'd be interesting. We'll ask him that and other things when we come back on Gwen and Chris. We welcome you back to finally, it's a Friday show. Chris Hello, Tony Gwynn Jr., Idol, Matt Scraby. Gwen and Chris, 97.3 The Fan. I just cheered the television. Because I can. Rory McIlroy just missed a two-footer for par.
The heck you got against Rory?
I'm not a fan. Never been a fan.
He's just one of the best players
it's
in the
world.
It's
a fair question as to why I'm not a fan of Rory's, but there's something about this guy.
Is it because he's Irish?
All right. That's not fair.
Why?
I like Irish people.
Okay. Is it because...
He just seems like a bit of a whiner complainer
to me. He's
not.
He's trying to save the game of golf, Chris.
Okay. He's not my guy.
I know.
If he's coming down the stretch, Scheffler, McIlroy, I'm all Scheffler.
That's fine. I can get behind that. Like, I'm going to probably cheer for Rory, even though he's
If they're coming down the stretch and it's Jake Knapp against McIlroy.
Yeah.
Going Jake Knapp. I don't know who he is, but he's on the leaderboard today.
That is your right as a golf fan,
Thank
Chris.
You.
I don't have any problems with it, but I would rather go with the guy who's probably going to win.
There's people that I always root for, and there's people that I don't root for. Rory is in the latter category.
Who else is in the latter category?
Sergio Garcia comes to mind. not a whole lot.
VJ?
No, VJ was okay. I like most golfers. I really, truly do. I'm so impressed with what they can do. How else to react to what these guys, you know, their skill is incredible.
I think watching them in person just makes you appreciate it even more.
And that's right. You're 100% right. And if you've, that's why I said earlier, if you've not been out to see these guys actually in person, and I say the same thing every time, you can watch the threesome that has Jake Knapp,
poor Jake Knapp,
Seamus Power, and Stefan Jaeger, and you will be blown away with how good they are.
Yeah, they'll
like you don't know any of those guys, but you'll be like, wow.
Because
I think a lot of people go to the tournament and think, eh, I got to see Scheffler, I got to see McIlroy, because they're the only guy. No. These guys are all worth watching.
But
they're
all that good. They definitely are. I want to go see Rory because the other 2 years ago when he played at the Farmers, I went specifically to see him since I've been to so many golf tournaments. But I wanted to see how a 5'8" guy who weighs 160 pounds can hit the ball 335 yards on average.
Yeah, that does defy explanation.
It's ridiculous. But it really every does. Player has their own sort of like
amazingness. Xander Schauffele's no taller than 5'8" either. And he hits the ball 340.
Yeah, he does.
Schauffele's a little guy. I mean, comparatively.
Scheffler, I think, is pretty tall.
Scheffler's a little taller, yeah. I'd have to look it all up, but I don't really feel like doing that. Yeah, I mean, look, if you're Tony, you got to be pretty excited by that. You got to play one round with a pro in your life. And the day he went to play, it was like, Tony, who's the pro? I don't know, Schauffele? He didn't know who he was. Nobody really
knew.
And
I was like, oh, I like Scottie Scheffler.
Yeah. And now Scottie Scheffler's the man.
And Tony claims him.
Tony thinks he had everything to do with it.
Scottie Scheffler is Tony's Kevin O'Connell to me.
And the funny thing is, Scottie Scheffler probably doesn't know Tony Gwynn Jr. from...
That's not true.
Nah, he does. Tony Gwynn Jr. is a famous guy.
Yep.
This hour, 97.3 The Fan, brought to you by Robert Half. 9 out of 10 hiring managers having difficulty hiring these days. So Robert Half is here to help. The recruiting professionals there will utilize an award-winning AI to connect businesses with highly skilled talent. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com/talent today. All right, AJ Casavell going to be joining us momentarily from Peoria spring training. Get a report from him, the old MLB.com writer. And he's been at it for a while now, you know? I mean, and that's good. AJ Casavell, hi, AJ. I was just wondering, bringing you on here, what year this is for you on the Padre beat for MLB.com?
This is my tenth season.
Wow.
Get out!
Yeah.
That's a big one.
10th season.
That's awesome.
I mean, I was going to, if you would have said 4 or 5, I would have been, hey, that's impressive. I did not know 10.
I knew it was at least 6 or 7, but not 10.
10's good. Good job.
Yeah, it took me a second to kind of figure that out because I started in 2016. But if you count the total number of seasons, this will actually be my 10th season.
That is, that's fantastic. That's good work, AJ Casavell. Well done, sir.
And he stuck through the beginning part to get to this part where it's actually, you know,
is it
a
much,
competitive team.
Yeah, that's a good question in a lot of ways. Is it a lot more fun with a winning organization, like for you personally or just anybody in your position?
There's certainly more things to write about and more people are reading me. So, yes, that makes it significantly more fun. I mean, it's also it got old. You know, like there were storylines and there were interesting things going on with the 2017 Padres. But like at some point in the middle of August, like how many times can you write about Jabari Blash, you know, or Ryan Schimpf or whoever? So it's nice to have pretty much too many storylines. It feels like I miss things. Like I'm to spring training and I have a list of things and I don't hit on every single one of them because there's so much to talk about.
Yeah, I mean, I remember years and years ago, the biggest news story of the season was Will Myers getting caught on Twitch talking about Andy Green. So things have definitely changed over the years, AJ.
Yes. AJ
Casavell. And that was a different time.
It was.
Yeah. You started in the Andy Green era and through Jace Tingler and Bob and now Mike Shildt. All right, AJ, we were just talking Jason Hayward because he's there in camp now. And I don't mean to be blunt, but I'm not the world's big personally. It's me. He's got to show me. A little concerned about the last 4 or 5 years. He has not been the Jason Hayward he once was. What do you think makes the Padres believe they can get him to return more to the form that we had originally come to expect from Jason Hayward?
I think it's completely fair to be skeptical, but I also think, like, it was fair to be skeptical last year of Jerickson Profar. Like, AJ Preller said yesterday that this team is going to need some surprises from some of these guys that are either non-roster guys or, I mean, one of the things that was appealing to the Padres is that essentially Jason Hayward came on a relatively cheap prove-it deal. And so you pair him with Connor Joe, you can get him the at-bats that I think would bode well in a platoon. You give him at-bats pretty much exclusively against right-handed pitching. And he's still a pretty good defender, and maybe you find something there. But there are other options too. I don't think the Padres are entering the season saying no matter what, Jason Hayward's going to be our left fielder. He's just essentially the starting left fielder heading into the season. And I mean, he did some decent things down the stretch last season with Houston. So if he can kind of rekindle that, he's a veteran and clearly knows how to go about it. If he's that guy and you kind of platoon him with Connor Joe and maybe one or two of these other NRI guys step up or AJ Preller adds another bat, I think that's kind of where their mindset is.
We're talking to AJ Cassava, MLB.com, and I like that. NRI guys. It took me a second, but that's smart. I'm going to start saying NRI guys. Non-roster invitee
Thank
guys
you,
is what
I had
it
no
was.
Idea what he was talking about, so I appreciate
it. You know, Chris,
me.
You got to pay attention to the lingo like I do over here.
Doing my best.
Now, the other night, Nick Pivetta was signed by the Padres. It was broken live here on the Scraby Show on 97.3 The Fan, and I immediately was stunned that they signed anyone for any sort of money just because we didn't expect that to happen. How shocked were you when you saw that Nick Pivetta was signed to a four-year $55 million deal?
Yeah, pretty surprised, and surprised when you see those numbers. I think less surprised when you see the structure of the contract because it is somewhat in line with what the Padres have been doing for the rest of the offseason in terms of giving contracts out to guys like Michael King and the deal he got, which was a kind of low money this year with a buyout for a mutual option and a signing bonus. Like, this Nick Pivetta deal is similar in that he's going to be owed a decent chunk of change in the next 3 years, but less so this year, and the Padres got a pitcher that has some pretty good upside. Like, he pitched in a definitive hitter's park last season, and he put up some pretty good strikeout walk, like, fielding independent numbers. And if you kind of take out the ballpark factor and there's clearly something to be harnessed there. I mean, I don't want to, like, the comparison's not too straightforward with Joe Musgrove, but when Joe Musgrove came from Pittsburgh, it was like, this guy's probably better than what his numbers look like in Pittsburgh. And then sure enough, he came here and he was a lot better than what his numbers were with the Pirates. Pivetta is obviously further along in his career and probably was the best remaining free agent starter on the market. So, yeah, it did come as some surprise, but it didn't come as a surprise that the Padres would, if they were going to go out and spend somewhere, would target starting pitching because I think that was the clear biggest area of need.
Yeah, AJ, I think you hit it right. I mean, analytically, people love Nick Pivetta. And, you know, a lot of times that does tend to matter, you know, when you get into a different environment and especially a pitcher's ballpark. So I think a lot of people are excited by that. It still seems, though, that they need to do at least one more, maybe two more moves, and I'm not trying to be greedy, but we don't really have an established starter at DH as of right now. The fifth spot in the rotation, hopefully Waldron grabs it, but that's kind of up for grabs. And maybe, you know, as you said, you might even add to the Hayward Connor Joe. If you were going to do it, the name that keeps throwing around lately is Suarez. Does that make any sense to you personally, and do you think it makes any sense at all to the Padres and, you know, their people?
I think the reason it makes the most sense in terms of some sort of trade would be, like, you look at the positions of strength on the roster, the positions that the Padres can afford to lose. Robert Suarez is really good. He was an excellent closer last year. He's been excellent in relief in the past. If you look at the guys that have been mentioned as potential trade candidates and what the Padres would be losing if they lost that guy, and whether they could replace it, there's probably no bigger area of strength in terms of depth and high-end talent than the bullpen. And so you can look at this bullpen and say, well, right now there's seven definitive guys who are in that bullpen, and then there's guys like Alec Jacobs, Sean Reynolds, Ron Marinaccio who are competing for, like, the last spot, and you've got guys, like, back-end guys like Jason Adam, Jeremiah Estrada, Adrian Morejon. Like, if you were to lose a guy who has been rumored in trades, and we know who's been mentioned, Dylan Cease, Michael King, Luis Arraez, like those kind of names. The guy you could afford to lose and still be okay roster-wise is probably Robert Suarez. Now, you're still losing a lot because he's still a really good pitcher. He still projects to be one of the better closers in the National League. But I think that's why, if you're looking for like why that name is being mentioned the most now, like the Padres were to lose one of their front-end starting pitchers right now, even after adding Nick Pivetta, it doesn't – the rotation has all of the same question marks and then some that it had a few like a few days ago. And so I think that's just the calculus of it. Like their bullpen should be pretty good, whether it has Suarez or not, but obviously significantly better if it does happen.
Talking to AJ Casavell of MLB.com. He's out there covering the Padres in Peoria. And I've been catching these tweets from our guy, Sammy Lev. He has been up to date on what Ethan Salas has been doing. And today he tweeted, who's catching Matt Waldron and his knuckleball in the bullpen today? Ethan Salas. So I don't think that he's going to debut this year, but is there a chance? Why would he be working with Matt Waldron then?
Everyone works with everyone in spring training. I think there's probably, if Matt Waldron's going to be part of this team in a couple, like, for the long haul, like, you develop that rapport and with the your eventual catcher of the future. I think it's more just spring training. You give those kind of opportunities to young catchers. Now, I will say the Padres have been not hesitant at all to throw Ethan Salas behind the plate for some of their better, bigger name starting pitchers. They had him catch Yu Darvish during his rehab assignment last year. And so I wouldn't read too much into it other than like the Padres are really high on Ethan Salas. And what we know that means from what the Padres have done in the past is that if he proves himself and if he earns it, the Padres will be willing to promote him pretty quickly. Now, he's farther away. I would maybe equate this. I mean, a lot of people have talked about how quickly the Padres move guys like Jackson Merrill, Fernando Tatis, even CJ Abrams. Like, I would equate this spring training maybe with like one spring early, one spring ahead of that. But they're going to give him opportunity this spring to at least like see how he fares against big league competition and probably go down and see how he does in the minors. And I would just, on the surface, assume that 2026 is when the Padres would like to see his arrival. If he forces their hand, I think they'll be more than happy to have that problem.
Yes, indeed. AJ Casavell, appreciate the time as always. I want to get one last question to you, and I don't think we totally know the answer to this yet. Guys like Manny, Fernando, they're not to camp yet. Jackson Merrill, Xander, Jake. I mean, these are established, really good major league players, Yu Darvish and the rest of these guys. Do you have any sneaky suspicion, AJ, that they follow what happened in the offseason and they saw the Dodgers sign everybody and they also saw everybody say that, well, that's it for the Padres. They have no chance of keeping up with LA now. Is that something they may use in their favor, the Padres, knowing these guys the way you do?
Yes, absolutely. I think we got that sense at FanFest. That was my biggest takeaway from talking with all these guys for many of them for the first time all offseason after what the offseason was that the kind of external panic mode online, whatever, is obviously different from what's happening in the real world in the minds of these guys, is that they think they're still a pretty good team and they think the core is still really good and still has a chance to contend. And I don't think anyone is oblivious to the challenge that awaits them in Los Angeles and how good that team is, but they are maybe more confident that this is that they have a score to settle and that they have a talented team that could potentially do so than I think what the rest of the baseball world has looked at, because I think a lot of people look at the NL West as a settled fact right now, and look, the Dodgers are clearly the favorites and should be, but when you talk to these guys, and like you said, a lot of them are in camp, but they're kind of just around. They haven't been going through regular workouts yet.
Yeah.
But when we talk to them at FanFest, they're pretty confident in the group that they're bringing back.
Well, we appreciate having a veteran beat writer on the program with
absolutely.
Us.
Absolutely.
10 years.
Yep.
You're not old enough to be 10 years, AJ.
He's got his service time.
Yeah, that makes me feel old.
In Major League Baseball, too. I mean, isn't 10 years the big year for baseball players?
For baseball writers?
Yeah, it is. I don't think my service time will be 10 years, though, for another for a little bit. I have to complete the season and then go into next spring training.
Gotcha. So
that'll be 10
well,
years.
Still, long
well,
time.
We appreciate it, AJ, always. And we'll see you down there in a few weeks. But thanks for taking time with us. We always appreciate it. And keep up the great work.
All right, cheers, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Yes, sir. AJ Cassaville there. Year number 10 on the Padre beat. That's a good chunk of time.
It's a very good chunk of time.
With the Friars, right?
You know, you see reporters sometimes move. I like when reporters, if it fits them and they like doing what they do, to like be able to stay with a team and really get to know that team inside and out.
And you know where that happens more than any other place?
Where?
Here.
Oh, in San Diego.
Yes.
Well, it's easy to. Yeah.
Once people get here, they're less likely to leave.
I mean, I think you get AJ a year, grew up in New Jersey, you know?
Yeah, and he's a Penn State guy. But once you get out here, you know, things tend to look a little nicer to you. Like if you're in Pittsburgh or Philadelphia or Buffalo or wherever some of these places are, I know Buffalo doesn't have a baseball team. You know what I mean? Those cities are easy to move on from.
Yes.
If you are working there.
Yes.
San Diego, not quite as much.
Like Cleveland. Sorry to all the Clevelanders.
Nah, that's a fair comment. You're sitting there in April and it's snowing.
I've never actually been to Cleveland, so
I have. And it's a pretty nice town.
You know, speaking of reporters who have moved on, you know our reporter from the Guardians, Mandy Bell is her name. I was trying to remember.
Recall
it. She is now moving into a different role within Major League Baseball, so that's kind of sad. We lost our Guardians reporter.
We'll get another one.
I don't want another one.
We need another one. You better
another
have
another Guardians reporter.
You need a reporter from every team.
I do somewhat
it's
have
absolutely
that.
Imperative.
I do somewhat have that, but now I need a new one for the guards. It's upsetting.
It's upsetting.
It is upsetting, but she was really good at her job. That's why I also was.
We have a lot
a fan.
Of good writers that are good at their jobs who cover the Padres here. We've been lucky, and we have others that have covered the Padres in the past that have gone on to humongous things. Like I'm talking Plaschke's. I'm talking Tom Friend, one of the best sports writers ever, covered the Padres.
Buster Olney,
thank you. Another great one who's done, you know, really well in his career.
We have a quick thing on the chat. Someone, I just lost it. Oh, Alfredo says, once again, nobody pays attention to Tirso or Nellis. What's wrong with him now? I gotta say this, because I get this a lot.
Yeah.
I have nothing against Tirso or Nellis in left field, but he has to prove what he can do, because we don't have anything to go off of.
Yeah, and I'm not avoiding him. It's a fair question. I'm not trying to avoid him. It's just that people know Jason Hayward, know Connor Jones. These are established people.
If he can beat them out, go ahead.
Yeah, there's absolutely no question that Ornelas is going to get a chance there in left field. And, I don't think any of us have forgotten him. But it's a fair question because we don't ask about him very often.
Because we get the same answer, which is we need to see more.
He slugs. He hammers the ball. He'll have a shot. All right, we'll come back. Hour number two. Good start to the program today on 97.3 The Fan.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.